Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So it's over the course of the last 2 days, I have turned shows on Netflix only to realize that these don't appeal to me anymore. And then I turn them off. Okay. Abby's been talking about Love is Blind, the new season. So I'm like, okay, damn it. Same muscle memory. Gotta watch it. Listeners are watching it. I'll give it a try. I'm like 90 seconds into it and I'm watching all these 20 somethings and all the drama and all the crying and all the alcohol and everybody fighting with each other. I'm like, I just don't do it anymore.
I don't think it's just you, though. Like, the consensus I've heard about this season of Love is Blind is that these are the scum of the earth type of humans, and they picked them all to be on the show.
I don't know where I am right now with everything. I guess I'm in, like, this really, I'm racing for peace right now, and I'm a little bit more sensitive to what I'm watching and what I'm absorbing online and on Netflix, on TV. So while I'm watching it last night, I'm just like, why am I watching this drama, man? I'm running away from drama as much as I can. So why am I absorbing it?
Yeah, and if it doesn't serve you, why entertain it?
Yes. So the second one, so I'm like, okay, I'm not going to watch that. So I'll watch something nice and light, like Monsters, the Ed Gein story.
Oh, yeah. In what world did you think that was going to be lighter fare than Love is Blind?
That's how you know it's a bad season of Love is Blind, is this is the lighter version of what to watch on Netflix.
So it was number one on Netflix, and I really didn't know what it was about. The only other Monsters that I think I've watched was the Menendez kids, mm-hmm. right? Wasn't that part of this whole thing too?
Yes, and the Jeffrey Dahmer was the first one.
Okay.
But it's one of those things where it's the families aren't involved, so that's why I have a hard time like embracing, because it's not like a docuseries. It's not a documentary. Like, it's scripted television. And so it's a TV series based on these tragic events. And I'm a true crime junkie. Like, I listen to true crime podcasts. I watch like the First 48, which, by the way, they finally have their own channel on Pluto. So I don't have to wait till 9 o'clock for the true crime channel to put on some First 48 for me.
All right. Question one. What is Pluto?
Oh, Pluto's like...
It's the Sheehan HBO.
Yes.
It's the what?
Sheehan version of HBO.
Okay.
It's free, and I'm either watching... They have a channel that's just for the challenge, so all those old Real Rules, okay. Real World challenges, and then they also now have one that's for the First 48.
Okay.
So that's why I go to Pluto.
I said this when Saltburn came out also, that I feel like producers now and directors realize that the most shocking things are going to get eyeballs to it. It's always been like that anyway. But I think that when you're looking for dopamine and you get your hit, then you have to continue to take more things in that are going to give you a bigger dopamine hit. And I think it's the same thing when it comes to this kind of thing. Like, we've seen so much shocking things on TV now that producers are like, we have to raise the bar on shocking. And this one is so disturbing and so gross.
And it's true.
And it's true that I'm like, the things that are happening or that really happened in this guy's life are so disturbing that I had to turn it off. I'm like, what am I doing?
I thought you were going to ask.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm cracking my knuckles.
Got you. So funnily enough, I was in the driveway talking to my neighbor about this because she also is a true crime junkie. And she had texted me and she's like, have you started watching this on Netflix? And I'm like, no. And then I hit her up in the driveway because I pulled up Netflix and I saw the preview. And then I also saw that it was Charlie Hunnam who is the lead.
This dude's so good in it.
Yeah, I've heard great things about his acting, but this is a very attractive man. Mm-hmm. He was from Sons of Anarchy, right?
I'm aware.
And I get a little nervous because I don't want these serial killers to be glamorized. So I'm like, all right, was Ed Gein like an actually attractive man back in the 50s? Or are they like, once again, glamorizing these killers? So, you know,
did you look him up? See what he looked like?
I have not looked him up, but talking to my neighbor, because I'm like, okay, one, you lied. It's not a docuseries. It's a scripted series. But she says the fascinating aspect of it is, because this happened in the 1950s, is that the impact it had on our culture and how it basically really desensitized America to like these gory, graphic stories. And so that aspect of it, I'm actually kind of interested in and fascinated by, because I do feel that we have gotten so desensitized to tragic events.
Right. And I think that producers know that. So they're like, let's make people sensitive again. I just looked the dude up because you had me curious. He's a very good looking dude.
Very handsome.
Back in the day.
Ed Gein was, yeah. Okay. So, because I know, because I've known they did that when they, the actor who portrayed Jeffrey Dahmer, and then there was, I'm trying to remember who, Zac Efron?
Oh, yeah, for Ted Bundy?
Yes.
And Evan Peters Bell, I think, for Jeffrey Dahmer.
So.
Just to give you just a little hint, he's doing unspeakable things to corpses.
Oh yes.
Okay, and that's just sort of where it starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. I don't need that visual.
You don't need that show.
Okay, to be fair, I'm probably more horrified watching Love is Blind.
Right. All but the same thing. Very good looking people doing unspeakable things to each other.
You want to know what's so funny is I knew a guy who's on the show right now. We're mutuals on social media because we do similar things in the social media world. And I thought he was hot. And I was like, oh my God, I thought this guy had a girlfriend. And here he is on Love is Blind. And thank God I never made a move because this guy is heinous. He's like one of the most hated people on the show. So
here, really?
Yeah, it's been very relieving for me.
All right, so maybe this is right in your alley here, and maybe you love this kind of stuff, but I literally started posting on Instagram about it while I first started watching it, going, wow, this is shocking. And then 15, 20 minutes later, I put up another story saying, don't watch that.
Too much.
Just don't watch it. It's way too much. The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.